Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Another blessed day in Christ Jesus. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast, and I'm grateful once again to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. Thank God for all you that are listening to the broadcast, and once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at, and it doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. Now, the phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us. The email address is godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory to God. So, once again, those of you who follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know it's Saturday. That means heart to heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. I will be joining them on this day. Thank God for another opportunity to come with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as we await for my brother to come on to hear this off, I once again want to take this opportunity to thank all of you all around the world who are listening to Blog Talk Radio, listening to us on Blog Talk Radio. I want to give a shout out to those of you in Canada, okay, in Nigeria, and all different places that are listening. God bless you and welcome in the name of Jesus. So once again, very grateful for this door opportunity God's open for us to get his word out to you, those listening. Praise be to God. And I want to continue to encourage you in the faith during this time, this coronavirus. I want to encourage you, hold on to the Lord. Amen. He will see you through. I know it's looking kind of tough right now, but he's still God. The plan that he has for the blessing for you is going to be, as the song said, big. So look to that by faith. Amen. And watch what the Lord do in your life. Praise be to God. As I said at one time, I think yesterday, I testify to you all that, hey, on my job, we eventually been laid off for 2 weeks. And many people saw it heading toward their way. Like I said, the job I was on, they tried to stress it out as long as they could. They went from giving us 40 hours, breaking it to 32, then going to 24. And finally, Thursday, we had a meeting where they let us know that it's going to be closed up. We're going to be laid off. And they're looking at 2 weeks, and they're going to evaluate after 2 weeks to see how everything's going. But I am grateful to the Lord that he has given us something once again to hold on to and to believe in. And you say, what is that? That is his word. Okay? If you can't take God at his word, you can't take God. Amen? It's just like with man. If you can't take a man at his word, he is his word. Amen? And if a man don't keep his word, can't strive to keep it and all that, and that's him. You can't believe him. And see, God has given us something to believe in, to hold on to. He just let us go through these times and give us nothing. He has given us something to hold on to. And that's his word, to believe in. That is his word. Thank God for the word of God. Amen. Let's thank God once again for the word of God. If you are born again, blood washed, believing in Christ, glory to God. Thank God for the word. He's giving you his word, amen, hallelujah, that you can believe in his word, that his word will bring you through. Thank God, hallelujah, for the word of God. Thank God that his word works, amen. His word works at all times. No trial can cause his word to be powerless. You understand what I'm saying? No trial can do that. No testing can cause his word to be powerless, amen. I know that at this time things look grim for some of you. Financially, it looked like, hey, I just ain't going to be able to make it. And, you know, we're grateful for many of the bill collectors are showing a tender heart and saying, hey, we're not going to charge you right now. We're going to wait 2 or 3 months down the road, but we know eventually you're going to have to pay the bill. Amen. So thank God for the word of God that God has a ram in the bush. Amen. When it looks tight, you got a ram in the bush. But my thing to you is, and my advice to you is, keep to the Lord. Keep focus on the Lord. Because if you don't keep focus on the Lord, especially through meditating in the Word, studying the Word, and praying the Word, these things that are happening will, quote, overtake you. Now, take it from somebody who knows. Okay, I have to say that whenever I'm not in the Word, meditating, studying, praying in the Word, things that rise tends to shake me. But whenever my meditation, my focus, my goal, my study, my prayer is in getting time with God and getting in the Word, even though these things may rise up, it doesn't shake me. And I've seen it in my life. So that's one of the signs I know. If things is really starting to bother me and irritate me and depress me and get me down, I know for myself, I can say, okay, I know what I did. I done slid out of the state where I was supposed to be in. You know, the 91st Psalm said, you know, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. See, that's the first verse in there tells us the place that we got to be, okay? That's what the first verse tells us. That's why it said, in the plague will not come nigh thy dwelling. We have to be in that secret place, okay? We have to dwell in that secret place. Oh, I sense the Holy Ghost as I tell you that. Amen. You know, some people want to go lolly-da all through the day. No time with God, no spending no time, just going on that day. And then when trouble come up, God just automatically swoop in and take them and deliver them out. Amen. But my brother on here, God bless you, brother.
Shalom, my brother, and the grace of God abound in you. And a wonderful and blessed and awesome day we pray for. This is the day. This is the great and awesome day, wonderful day the Lord God has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it and for him. As we celebrate and this broadcast, Father, we thank you. We dedicate it to the Lord Jesus and the work of the kingdom and knowledge of the Holy Spirit that has been given to us to celebrate the awesome victory that you won over 2,040 years ago, and we give you glory. Thank you. Now, this is a particular broadcast. We celebrate the women of God, the handmaidens. Paul calls them his helpers in Christ. Jesus called them sons and daughters, and Paul called them fellow laborers in the gospel, heirs and joint heirs. So we celebrate all the women, mothers, and givers and helpers in the gospel, ministers, medical missionaries, teachers everywhere on the globe, who, and the wives in particular, who minister to the children, to their husband, and to an example to the nation about marriage and the family. So we celebrate the family. And the women of God, without the great women of God, mothers and surrogates and just wives and ambassadors and praying and intercessors and ministers of grace in all the world, we would not be where we wasn't for the great women of God. Hallelujah. They suffer much, they bear much, they do much. And so we're celebrating our Lord, what we call a birth from the death and the resurrection. We celebrate every day his birth, death, and resurrection, the atonement. He is our Passover lamb, and I celebrate his Passover victory every day. So we're just grateful to all the beloved women and men everywhere in every part of the globe. And let's celebrate our Passover atoning lamb of God, Yeshua HaMashiach. And let's remember this awesome thing, the great role that women have always played in every great event, and also some not so great events, like in the garden, and all the way through the Bible, we see that women were used to do other things. But that's all right. Remember, beloved, that at the cross, where Jesus was lifted up between the heavens and the earth, the women and Mary, his mother, was there. Not so much the men, They was hiding and running, Brother Nate. And the women were there, hallelujah, at the cross. And maybe one of the apostles, the beloved John. And we celebrate that at the resurrection, the women were there. And wow, at the tomb, the women was there, not the men. The women received and saw Jesus first from the resurrection, and the first received an angel's message, and Jesus at the tomb saying, go tell my disciples. The first message of the resurrection was given to a woman. So we're not trying to place the woman at the head. So don't get all excited now. We're not trying to turn this thing around like they do in the world, trying to make the woman and some other thing that they are the great, gracious gift of God. But we're not trying to take them to replace the man or put them at the head. So I don't want nobody to get all upset there, because they'll be thinking that we mean two men to be getting married and two women to get to marry and all that old kind of funny stuff. So I just want to straighten that out. We love you all. God's got a plan, and he doesn't divert from the plan. So I'm just giving honor to the women in all the earth and honor recognition their audacity and daring through all the difficulties. Hey, they were there. When they were there, when the Rome was burned, when Jerusalem was burned, and they were in slavery in Egypt, the women were there bearing up. So I just want to thank God for that. Hallelujah. And we can celebrate that. So, by the way, Brother Nathaniel Hunt, Durant, Mississippi, 1,000 miles away, and I'm Chicago, Illinois, in USA, and to all our overseas and far away hearers and believers, we welcome you and thank God for you as we celebrate the kingdom of God, we celebrate the atonement and our Passover lamb. Wow. Just imagine if he hadn't, can you imagine if he had not rose on the third day? Wow. If he hadn't got up and completely total conquered death, hell, Satan, and the grave. Just imagine, and all, he's the only one that fulfilled that. No other religious leader, none one. You can name all the 1,000 religions that Satan has raised up. They couldn't verify, they could not authenticate that they were the one, because they still sleeping in the grave. Brother Nate, they still sleeping in the grave.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
The only certified prince of life and the life and resurrection is the one we call in the English language. We refer to him in our English language, Jesus Christ alive. But in the Hebrew, we call him Yahshua, the Holy One of Israel, the Mashiach. So we just want to thank God that he authenticates out of all the religions and all the different groups of theology in the world, there's only one. He rose and conquered death, hell, and the grave. Ah, can't get no better than that, brother. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Have you ever, Brother Nate, have you ever heard anybody, one of these religious people, politicians, or anybody, after a person had been dead 4 days in the grave, and they went to the grave or sepulcher 4 days and raised them from dead, have you ever heard any of these gods of all these different, have you asked any of them? No, I don't think so. Have you tell me somebody after 4 days that they came and they walked up to him and says, Lazarus, come forth. have you heard? I just got to stick it to all these gods, you know. I got to stick it to them.
Every opportunity
I just got to stick
bro,
it.
Go ahead.
I'm going to stick
every
it to these, all
get.
These.
Do it.
I got to stick it to him. You know, I don't care whether these demon gods, witchcraft devils, and satanic gods, or idol gods, or Roman gods, Syrian gods, Egyptian gods, they all came to be a fluke when Jehovah, my God, stretched forth his hand. Thanks be to God that he is the true God. It's amazing. Amazing. And so we celebrate today, and we're so glad today to have this opportunity to share with you on the airwaves. Take it, stick it from the devil. He ain't going to, brother, we ain't going to let the devil use all these airwaves. No, we're not going to do it. All. No. Mm-mm.
No.
No.
Not going to happen.
Bro. Nope. Nope. And I want to thank you, dear brother. And I don't, I'm not a person to give out flattery. In fact, I don't like to give it out flattery or any special attention. But you ever get honor to whom honor is due. I just don't believe in this so much. It's okay, to speak of a person after they're dead, of their great achievement, what they are. That's okay. Mm-hmm. But I just believe in giving the flowers while they're breathing. That's just me, Brother Nate. I believe a person ought to enjoy with just giving them flowers or admiration or respect while they live. The Bible says, honor your mother and father. Don't wait till they get in the grave. Just honor the mother and father while they live. Now, so I just thank God for your faithfulness and your love and your dedication on this broadcast for the last 2 years, and declare the excellent name in the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I just want to mention that. And I really appreciate it. I really give thanks to you, my brother in Christ, and in Church of Christ with Elijah Mesh. I just want to say thank you that you have the courage and faith, the audacity, the audacity to speak the unadulterated gospel as God give it to you. We're not saying that you are a infallible person that don't err or make a mistake. We're not saying that. But what you do to the glory and honor of God. Hallelujah, God. And so I want to thank God for you. And I just like to do that. Thank God for the women that come on with us. Sister Anderson and Sister Helen had stood with us. And I just had to give honor to them because, they're brave women. And I thank God for Brother Anderson allowing his wife and Brother Teague allowing his wife Helen to be with us on the broadcast. And I celebrate the men, their husbands, that don't stand in their way. So I thank God for them. And hallelujah. Amen. Two women of God, the great women of God, from the old school, standing up for the king, for the kingdom, and for the Church of Christ, the Elijah Message with the Last Day Message. So I just celebrate them. And the people that are behind the scene who don't yet have enough courage yet to come on, and those that are helping with prayer and uplifting them, I celebrate them too. Hallelujah. But I just thank God for all of the helpers. As Paul called the women of God, Paul had so many women within the helpers in the ministry. He called them the helpers in the gospel, traveling with him, doing evangelist work in his day. So I thank God for that. I thank God for the former evangelist, Sister Christine Clark, who was on the radio for a few years in Durant, Mississippi, who had the courage. Sister Clark just was trudging out on the radio by herself, her husband gone to glory, and she's standing strong on the radio, this woman of God. So I got to give glory. I just got to give glory and honor to whom honor is due. Amen. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. So our glory. Now, I want to read this, brother, before we invite all the women, whoever want to call in, wherever you are in the world, we welcome you. We reach out to you in your help, in your need, your cry. You can always write us, Instagram us, or Facebook us, or text us, or call us. This telephone number, 323-870-3403, and then you can do it. I don't know all about this technology, Instagram or Facebook or whatever they do. You can do that, and we will reach out to you. We definitely will. We will hear your cry and do what we can.
Amen.
To alleviate your suffering, for we do care. We don't want any recognition or honor. We don't ask for any money. We don't tell people that they can't give to the gospel, because on earth that requires money. But we don't ask any. If God give you in your heart to do something, good. If he don't, we love you anyhow. Because a lot of women struggling all over the earth to feed their family, their husbands, and sickness and oppression. So we understand that. And so we don't ask for you. What we just say, come in and listen to us and share with us the glorious news of the kingdom and the king. Brother Nate, I want to read this right quick. I want to read this. I wrote this morning. Usually I get up in the morning and maybe I move to write a few things. And so this morning I just met my time of fellowship with the Lord and sitting on the couch, and then usually I would write something, and I just wrote these things. I didn't open the scripture. I just wrote them down. Since we are celebrating the most awesome time, the death and the resurrection of our Lord. And I just wrote these things on a piece of paper as I write down. Usually, I think it's just going to write one page, and it might not be more than one page. But I'm going to write it in honor to my Lord and to the women of God and the Church of the Living God and to people who are suffering and the people around the world, especially the women of God. I celebrate in the Church of Christ Elijah a special woman of God who was a great inspiration in the early days of my life, Sister Mabel Wilson of Colorado. I thank God. And for the women that helped me, ungirdle me, Mother Crockett, Sister Mary Crockett, Sister Deeds, Mother Cage, Mother Gillespie, Sister Elaine Welch, and Sister Lester, Hattie Lester, Mother Hill, that was a gracious help, undergirdling, Sister Phyllis Gibson, her mother, and who can remember her caring and sweetness, Sister Curry. And so many that women, there was a help in the Chicago local. And Sister Rogers, who passed away recently, Sister, all these women are now passed away. And we're still here by the grace of God. Sister Allison, one of the old school, is still hanging into the hills, is older in a home, and Sister Macbeth. But she's still, Sister Lillian Allison, the faithful one all the way back, still hanging to. Wow, that woman got some stick to in this. Sister Lillian Allison, goodness gracious. I don't know how she would stand and stand, you know. I just don't figure. She's been way back with the old school when the winds were blowing and the storm was dashing on us. She stood her ground. And some people, you know, during that time, they fell, they scattered, they went different ways. But Sister Allison held her grounds in Christ. So I have to celebrate that. Thank God. And her husband, Brother Allison, he don't say that much, but he stands. He don't stand much. Yeah. He stands like a rock. He stands like a rock, brother. Oh, my God, my God. All right, let's pray for Sister Gladys Castamo, who lost her son recently, last week, and down there in Alabama. And Brother Keevan, he's still getting over his mother and his father. Our prayers for them. I want to read this in honor to the women of God, the Church of Living God, and the last day restoration of the Church of Christ, Elijah message, and to all the people of God. I just wrote this little, and I like to, it's nothing great. I wrote it down. And I'm going to read this right quick before the women come on. One, and the title is, I just wrote it down this morning about 8 o'clock, and one for three witnesses. There is one true God and creator. In the Hebrew, he's called Yahweh Elohim. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism, Ephesians 4. One way, one door, one redeemer, one savior, one plan of salvation, and one deliverance, John 14, John 10, Ephesians 1 and chapter 2, one deliverance, one alone, one atonement, one sacrifice, one given his life, and one on the third day arose from the dead, defeated death, hell, and the grave, and with grace he loosed the captive. And they arose from the dead with him. One on the throne of God. One spirit of truth. One Holy Spirit. And we are told there's one sealed records is yet to be uncovered. One who is the bread of life. John 6. one who give eternal hope, 1 John 5. One coming back in the clouds of glory to rule and to reign in his kingdom upon the earth forever. One, the King of Kings, the Lord above all lords, the conqueror, the emperor of all emperor, the Lord Jesus Christ. One name, one person whose authority, one name above every name in heaven and in earth, the Lord Jesus the Christ. One who is risen, crucified, and risen with total victory, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy One of Israel, one who loves us and gave his life, one door, one path, one door of the keeper of the gate, one. But, beloved, three witnesses of this of all. 1 John chapter 5, three witnesses in heaven, three witnesses on the earth. Wow. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, God establishes and proves all things, said the scriptures. Every word of God must be established by two or three witnesses. Two or three confirmations of all things. Three witnesses at Jesus' baptism. Three witnesses manifestation in the mount when his disciples, with his three disciples. The working of one God. Three demonstrations, three revelations of the one true creator. Man is made of three distinct parts, spirit, soul, and body. Yet one person. Three distinct parts of the Godhead. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Three witnesses in the Mount Transfiguration where Jesus, Matthew 17, with his disciple, he saw two that came, Jesus making the three, Moses and Elijah. The water element in the earth, water came in three forms, steam, ice, liquid. Two witnesses are for to come in the end at Jerusalem and die and rise after being dead. Three elements, water, fire, and wind. These three unchangeable qualities must be give us the assured way of eternal life. What are these three unchanging qualities that every believer must have in order to knock at the door of heaven and say, let me in? Faith, hope, and the love of God. Faith, hope, and the love of Christ. Some call it charity. Jesus conquered Satan, sin, death, and the grave. Three written testimonies, three books, the Bible, the record of Nephi, the angel of the Lord and his message called the Elijah message, three. The person of the Holy Spirit testified of the Father and the Son. Yes, indeed. Isn't this awesome? Now, as I wrote these things, let me see. I'll finish it. The messenger of the Lord, the Elias. Elias, the Elijah, the Ancient of Days, comes in this day. You know, there was a man that failed. A man that failed. Joseph Smith. Then came Otto Fanning's and W.A. Dre's three that the angel messenger appeared to. Then the Lord gave three groups a chance to build the temple and establish Zion and the kingdom. Three groups. They all failed. Four major groups in the restoration. Sun and the moon and the stars are the major parts of the constellation. The temporary condition of the angel's message he has brought so far 120 messages, 120, to two men. The messenger of the Lord, John the Baptist, speaks three significant and mighty things that three significant men. The mighty one called Mighty and Strong, the Signet One, and the Choice Seer. Three or four major moves of the restoration. Could they move from Missouri, Ohio, Illinois, Salt Lake? Less. The last day in our modern times, the major three moves of the Holy Ghost, the three major moves of the Holy Spirit, the Cane's Ridge Revival, the Whales Revival, the Azusa Street Revival in L.A. Three or four major moves to deceive, that Satan has used these three, four major moves to deceive all flesh through religion, politics and government, education, and entertainment. The messenger of the Lord speaks in these last days of four major doctrine errors, mistakes in the Christian teaching. The messenger of the Lord come in these last days, he gave and does has given three holy unction, one to Smith, Fettins, one to Drace, three holy unction. Are you ready to renew, to receive these three unctions? Israel won in our modern time three major battles, 1948, 1963, 1967. America has three major wars. One, World War One, World War Two, one, World War Three. Significant. Four wars. Three or four men died after 2008 working on the earth. Now, I wrote these things. You may get something and may not. If I'm incorrect, please correct me. Mobius is a type and a shadow. The law of Mobius had to be restored the second time. So must the gospel of Christ after the apostasy, the dark days of the apostasy. The gospel has to be restored the second time. Joel speaks of three great moves of the Holy Spirit, former rain, moderate rain, and the latter rain. We're living in the days of the latter rain. Right now, the Holy Spirit is sweeping and reviving major places in the earth, Asia, Central America, South Africa, and even in the Middle and Far East. Even the dead are being raised today in some of these nations. Yes, dead people are being raised in some of these nations. Hallelujah. Do you know why the angel message says the body of Christ, the Elijah message, has not qualified to receive four things as of yet? To build Zion, establish his kingdom, to receive the brighter garments, nor the greater power. Four, neither have they able to receive the sealed records. Five, neither made ready to go to all the world. What is it they have not done? The messenger angel Lord speaks today to this generation, failed to do so. Otto Fettins, the Draves, the Smith, all failed to a certain degree. Not them individually, but a collective people. Why does the Lord say in the angel message, pray that men of faith and renown would come this way? Yet few of the faithful ones still struggle and go on to carry on. Soon, a Joshua and Caleb generation cometh. United States has fallen. Look, beloved, the greatest victory is just ahead. Hold fast. Be true. Be faithful. Make a new dedication. Call forth a Solomon Samuel. The Lord has begged and pleaded with us over five times to call a Solomon Samuel and cry mighty unto the Lord until. Do you not know there's a multitude of God's angels that's standing by waiting to help us, to protect us, to give us victory, to preserve us till we go and complete the mission. Amen. I thought I'd read that, brother.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And hallelujah to Jesus. And those words were kind of given to me this morning. I thought I'd read them. Nothing special, just something that I wanted to declare and to everyone. And the great love we have for all the saints and for the people that are not in Christ. And we have a love for you to reach out on this broadcast. And notice, beloved, we do not ask for any money. We don't beg for any donation, though we know that it requires money. Every man, a person, knows that it requires money to operate in the things on earth to bring about the kingdom and the gospel. But the Lord is our provider. We see, we don't have to beg. We don't have to plead. We just have to believe if the Lord ordained a thing, if the Lord has ordained anything, you don't have to beg. He is the provider. Hallelujah. Am I right, brother? I am all right.
Amen. You're right.
If the Lord charged any person to do something, it is the Lord's responsibility to make sure that he has the means to accomplish it. It's not the man's or the woman's. It's the Lord's responsibility. As long as they obey, the responsibility is on the Lord to provide. He is the Lord, a provider. Amen. Did he not provide the children of Israel when they came out? Is he not the God when they came out of slavery? Did he not give them provisions? Yes, he did. Amen. And they was in the wilderness, and there's no grocery stores, no chain stores, no water, no nothing in the wilderness. Did he prove that he was a provider, brother?
Amen. Yes, he did.
Hallelujah. He's the God of our provision. Jehovah Jireh, El Shaddai, the God of our provision. Even now, he's a provider to protect you, preserve you, deliver you, as long as you, what, are seated in heavenly places in Christ, and what, abiding in the, what, secret place of the Most High God. That's where your victory is. Isaiah 54 and Psalms 91, 54, 17, I think Isaiah says, no weapon formed against thee shall not prosper. That means no devil, no demon, no witch, no warlock, no man, no might, no devil, no storm, no valley, no earthquake, no pestilence have no power to deliver you into the hands of the enemy. Psalm says, he that dwelleth in this secret place. Now the problem is getting to that secret place, the guaranteed place of assurance that Israel was. When the pestilence walked through Israel, came through Israel that night of all nights, the blood of the Lamb was on the doorpost, and the pestilent death had to pass over. So your place with God, a secret place, assured place under his wings, is your assurance of victory. All right, brother, I'm so glad I had to read that. Now, where are our two evangelist missionaries? Okay, he's celebrating with their family. I understand that. They're going on a trip, a vacation.
I'm looking for them to come soon. For some reason, it seems like when you give a call out, they go to make sure they answer your call. So I'm looking for them to be coming on pretty soon.
Okay. Can we make a call to some of the people in Mexico, Venezuela, or in Rome, or in Turkey, or in China, Venezuela, Brazil, in Japan, or Honolulu, Hong Kong, Africa, Sudan, Mexico, all of these places that we are blessed, our heart goes with you because I know there's much suffering. See, before America got under suffering and the world got under suffering, many of these nations was already under their pandemic fear already. Yeah, brother. They was already living under pandemic for years. They were living under terror, sickness, disease, and death, and hunger, deprivation, and tyranny. They were over there in the East and Far East and Middle East, and so they were living on this constantly. So now it's hit America. So America know what it feels like, right?
Amen. Brother, you know, we want to welcome our sister on, too, who had joined us. God bless you, Sister Anderson. How you doing?
I'm blessed, brothers. I'm blessed of the Lord. Thank God for the revelation of the word.
We were just having a talk. I was reading a little talk and a conversation. Jesus would often, at the evening time in his ministry, he would have a fireplace check in the evening with his disciples. They would have question and answer and different stuff and voice their thing. So we're just having a conversation here. So glad to welcome you on, Dissus.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. As I said, thank God for the revelation of his word during this fireside chat.
Amen.
Okay, fireside chat. All right.
I do have a fireplace now.
You do?
Yes, sir.
Is it for show or does it work?
Well, it works, but it's I put it like this: if the gas gets taken away, it doesn't work anymore.
We don't have that. When I was 5 years old, I had the real fireplace. So y'all don't know nothing about that. See, y'all can't talk about that.
We know about it, brother. The wood burner. We had wood burners. Kid growing up, we had wood burners. Yes, sir.
I had, when I was 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 9 10, I had a real fireplace with wood on the farm of my grandfather. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Where you cut logs and put on the wood stove. Then we had wood stoves. They move on to wood stoves where you put in a wood stove and you had the pipe flowing through the house up. This went on even after I left the rural and I went into the city for a while. We had wood stoves and then people had using coal and then moving up to kerosene burners. And so I know all about that what we call primitive time, where we had to use wood. And so I think we're going to get back to that, for we're going to be surprised. All of you people that have houses that have real chimneys, and not maple lace shatterboxing chimneys to make the house look good. I'm talking about real chimneys that work. Because the gas going to be over. Gas is going to be disrupted in the near future. In these cities, there will be no gas for weeks and no use of gas line, nor electricity. Places, they won't have electricity. And imagine when electricity goes from these big cities, and especially large cities and some of the small towns. But the small towns, they have a more capability of surviving. But there's going to be electricity and disruption of the gas line, that's what the city, they depend on gas and electric. Mm-hmm. So when those things are disrupted, it's going to be some real going, brother Nate, it's going to be some good, it's going to be some old good time praying. Children are going to be praying. Well, Sister Anderson, you ain't going to have to beg the children when there going to be no gas and no light. They're going to be willing to pray.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody in the house, Brother Nate, you know when you talk about when your children act like they don't want to pray, they don't want to study the Bible. Mm-hmm. In those days that's coming, brother, they're going to be knocking on your door. Dad, if they got a bicycle, they can come to your house because they may not ever get there unless they got a horse or a bicycle.
Amen.
Now, I know we breaking cramps, and I've been saying this for years. And, people just, the Bible talks about unbelief. a lot in the Bible. In the last days, unbelief is one of the greatest pandemic to the Christians and to the world. They don't believe the gospel, the word of God. That is the greatest curse. What I would say the number one curse is unbelief, doubt, and fear. And those are the three things that are paralytic to the Christian, the believer. The spirit of unbelief, of fear, and doubt. And Jesus called it was the downfall of Israel. And the downfall, they did not believe the prophets, nor what Jehovah said, nor the angels of deliverance. They did not believe. And they couldn't walk by faith because they cast off the words of the Most High, and they did not believe. And so it's the same day. The word is full of the spirit of unbelief. Not though they believe in sin and iniquity and all the other stuff, Brother Nate, but they don't believe what the word of God says. They cast off what Jesus said. They don't even want him in their schools. They don't want him in the entertainment. They don't want him on the Christmas ornament. They don't want him on the government building. They want Jesus out of everything.
Amen.
Amen.
Kick him out. They kick Jesus out. Kick him to the curb, brother. They've been kicking Jesus out of these cities. That's why America is going down. They've been kicking Jesus, just casting Jesus out. Instead of Jesus casting out them, they casting Jesus out. Wow.
Amen.
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 But that's okay. You'd be surprised when no food, you can't get no food for 8 or 9 days, what them bellies will call on Jesus. You'd be surprised.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Amen.
Amen. Brother Nate, everybody going to be fasting. Everybody going to be fasting.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's going to come. I've been telling people for the last 15 years, that's going to come soon, be here. It's going to be some more people trying to break into churches trying to pray. I've been telling you, people are going to want to pray as they're moaning, the noon, they're going to knock on the church door and say, why aren't you open?
Amen.
People going to be coming from everywhere. Where's the preacher? Where's the praying people at? Why you ain't got the church open 24 hours? Why ain't y'all got the church going 24 hours? Brother, you're going to be, you just watch what I say. I've been telling this for 10, 15 years. People going to be coming from everywhere, walking, trying to find the place of God, the place where they can cry out and have some answers. Jesus, oh my Jesus, I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, women of God, go ahead and talk to the women of the world. Go ahead, talk to the women, communicate whatever you want, whatever you choose to do, Sister Anderson, by the Lord, whatever, you know, no big deal. Yeah, you ain't got to go by no religious protocol. Just whatever the Lord or what you choose to do.
Amen. Well, I just think, and I praise the Lord, and I was meditating up on the Lord and on the Word, and He brought a few things to my heart and to my mind, and I just think, and I praise the Lord for. I was listening to the broadcast of Brother Nate, how they, you know, finally laid them off. Well, my job came on Friday and told us it was an immediate layoff. And I already knew it was. I knew it was coming years ago. I had been telling the people who worked in the school, this place is gonna close. It is gonna close. And they would say, "Well, we need our job. We need our job." I said, "Well, I didn't say you didn't need your job. I said this place is gonna close." And on the March the 12th, they closed it down. But they gave some of us, you know, myself and some about, I don't know, 15 or 20 more people other things to do. But on Friday, they came and said, immediately laid off. And it didn't faze me. It didn't move me. I'm sorry that people are upset that, you know, about it. But I had been warning the people, and I was kind of meditating up on the word. And the Lord gave it to me, you know, to about, and I'm not just talking to the women, the men, the children, the grandmothers out there. I just want to say that first of all, I'm a female. I'm a daughter. I'm a sister. I'm a wife. I'm a mother. I'm a grandmother. And I just want to say to all of the mothers, the daughters, the sons, the grandfathers, the grandmothers, and everybody that out there that the devil is not playing, and he know his time is short, and his mission is to get and to take down all that he can. And if we go in the Word in John 10:10, where it said that the devil, you know, really the devil has a plot, but God have a plan, and I thank God for that, because the devil wants to do is to rob, to steal, and to destroy. But the plan of God, you know, he doesn't wish for anyone to be lost. And it's time, if you haven't even given it a thought before, it is time now to see God for me first like never before. And for them laying me off, you know, it's just an eye-opening. I even told them, I say, well, this just, it's a move for me that I've been putting off to make the move myself. And I just thank and I praise the Lord, because now it's the time. It's time like never before to seek the Lord. And I thank and I praise the Lord for the people that's on the line of this coronavirus and taking care of the sick people and the people that have it, you know, the doctors and all the people that's involved in all of this, because they are putting their lives on the line too, especially when they are not covered under the blood of Jesus. And I thank God for that 91st Psalms. I've been reading it every day. I tell my husband, read it before you leave. I call my kids and I say, I don't know if you all want to believe it or not, but you better be reading and praying and asking the Lord to cover you under his blood going out there every day. Not just because of this virus, but every day, every day.
Every day.
Anything
every day.
Can happen, you know? And I just thank and I praise the Lord. And I'm just going to say to the people out there, to the people out there, the first step that you need to take is to have faith and believe and ask the Lord to forgive you. Because, you know, if you think that you are right, if you think you have nothing to repent for, you're not going to repent. You got to have faith to believe that you're a sinner and that you have something to repent for. And I tell you, Brother Lee and Brother Nate, during this time of these discussions that you all been having, you know, I pray to the Lord and I tell the Lord to just uncover me, to show me, you know, and sometimes we have things in us that, you know, sinable mission things, you know. I was sitting out one day, I was sitting up and I was just meditating on the Word and meditating on the Lord, and the Lord brought something to my mind when I was about 10 or 15 years old, and it was like, oh, my God, please forgive me for it. Because I tell you, a lot of things that was sin that we really didn't give it a thought, think it was sin, and I tell you right now, the people in this day and this time, they're thinking the same. I am all right. I'm all right, but I'm here to tell you, you better search yourself. Search yourself, because I tell you,
amen,
you haven't cleaned up,
amen,
repented, and
amen,
came before the Lord, the grace, you're not all right. You're not all right, and it
amen
is time.
Amen.
Okay, you never know
amen
when the devil will come and touch you. He will come and touch you, and that's all it takes. The lessons that Brother Nate has been bringing forth, I'm telling you, the devil will snare you, and you won't even know he got you.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God for you men and the chats. And I know a lot of times when the broadcast is on, I don't like to butt in, because I get the unction from the Lord that this word need to go forth. So I kind of sit back and listen. But I thank and I praise the Lord, you know, for these broadcasts that's been going forth.
Amen, sister. This is your time of voice to speak to the women in every place and reward. So we provide event for the rest of the body, not just the men in the body. I'm so glad about the New Testament that it's called the body of Christ, sons and daughters. So that
mm-hmm
means they have a mission as a corporate group and an individual group to speak and declare what thus said the Lord in their lives. That's why it's called the body of Christ, made of many members. Many members in the body. Not all members have the same necessary talent or ability, but they all have the same goal and same spirit and objectivity. That is to exalt Christ and build the kingdom of God and cause the lost and to awaken. So we want everyone in the body when any part of your body, your human body, is not working, just say one part of your body is organ or something is not operating, that affects the whole body. You know, you notice that, right?
Yeah.
The human body, First Corinthians, maybe the liver is having problem, the kidney and the men prostrate or ovary or the immune system is having one problem. The blood is heart is not pumping. It's going to affect the whole body, isn't that right?
Yeah. Amen.
So every part of the body must function.
Yes.
Some people in the body of Christ think all they have to do is just come to Jesus and say, oh, Lord, I'm my Savior. I'm in the body, and that's, and I just ride, you know, just be in a canoe and just ride, you know. No. No. When you go to the doctor, he says, this organ is not operating properly. And so it is affecting the life of the whole body. So I don't know, some Christian believers think that they all they're supposed to do is, you know, maybe come to Christ and be baptized and sit on the seat. And that's it. They are not witnesses. They're not lights. They're not missionaries. They're not ministers. You know, they feel like that's what they call that's the preacher's job, Brother Nate. They call it the preacher's job. They don't know their job, but they know. So I always tell people, since you want to call me a preacher, well, I'm going to explain to you what your job is, too. That's my job.
Amen.
That's part of my job, okay,
amen,
to explain to you that the body of Christ is made of members. It is not your job for the organ to say, the kidney say, I ain't got nothing to do, to the liver. You do all the work, liver. I'm just here. The spleen, I ain't got nothing to do. I ain't got nothing to do, bro. So I'm just going to sit here and let you do the work and let the head do all the work. I ain't going to do nothing. And so each part of the body shut down, and the head is at the top, and it said, what's going on here? I know I'm the head, but the rest of my lungs done stopped doing nothing. They ain't happening here. So the head can't survive either. Amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. And I don't know where they get that from, that the body of Christ is not a living organism to operate together. That's why every member must have a specific working. 1 Corinthians 12, Ephesians 4, and 1 Corinthians 14. Every part of the body is put there for a reason. Some people are not teachers. Some people are not necessarily missionaries, the same thing. Some are not intercessors. Some are spiritual warriors. Some are prophetess, some are particular healers, discerners, some are medical missionaries, healers, singers, worshipers, ministers, grace of God, preach, teach, exalt, heal, prophesy, deliver. I mean, everything has a ministering job.
Amen.
Everything has a ministering life job. That's what we call children of light, sons and daughters, heirs and joint heirs, Romans said. We are heirs to something. And we are to give light to the world and life to the world. So, you know, a lot of people, you know, they don't know. They think sin is only transgression. But sin is not just transgression.
Amen.
Sin is any form of rebellion or disobedience to God, any form. It's omission, it's disobedience, it's rebellion. And most people who think the sin of omission, like I've been thinking about, oh, I got to repent of that because that brought to the sin of omission. I omitted to obey God. The people that the sin of omission, like they fail to obey God, fail to take the ministry, they're omitting, they're rebelling against God and refuse to take a ministry or a life with God, that's called the sin of omission and rebellion. If you say, well, I know I was called, I was chosen to do this, but I just can't do it. That's sin called rebellion and omission.
Yes. Yes.
Omission.
Omission.
They're looking at the sin of transmission. Well, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't go to the bar, I don't do this. No, that's not the greater sin. The sin of transgression is not the greater sin.
Amen.
Well, I don't take no dope. I don't take no drugs. I don't curse. I don't lie. I don't steal. That's good. That's great. But that's not the greater sin.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's not the greater sin.
Amen. All right, now.
I don't want to get started on that. But I just try to straighten it out because a lot of people have the idea that the only sin, the Bible says sin is transgression of the law. But the Bible doesn't say just that's the only sin, transgression of God's law.
Mm-hmm.
It's disobedience and rebellion against every known will of God, every
mm-hmm.
known will of God. And I have been did some things that I should have done, and then I did some things I ought to have done.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Lord awakens, oh, Lord, forgive me that. I didn't know I was supposed to do that. Well, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now do you know? Move on up.
Amen.
Simple as that. Hallelujah. The Lord may give people to minister to people in songs or in the session. They say,
mm-hmm.
well, I just don't draw back. I ain't going to do that. And they want to know why that the devil has permission to attack you. Why is the devil has right now to attack you and it sticks?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't mean that he's not going to come against you, but it sticks. That's why he's looking for a place, an opening of sin, of omission, as well as transgression. It can be your tongue. You can say, use your tongue and be, use your tongue to against people and hurt people to speak evil. And you say, well, that ain't no big thing. They deserve that. Of course we do that. We all have sin with the tongue. If anybody tell me they have not consented with their tongue, I'm not going to argue with them. I know that they don't. I know they probably, but I ain't going to call them a liar because, well, some of them do know they lie, but I just going to say it. Some of them know they lie, but I ain't going to say it. Hold on. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And so the Bible says, speak not evil and wickedly against one another, brother. If you if you have an ought against a brother, go to one and straighten it out. Now, there's people are holding oughts right now. If you were to talk to people, when Jesus talked about having ought, and that's the thing I watch about my heart, having ought against people. And that's the hidden iniquity that hides in your heart, having ought and bitterness against people. And and people walk around and they say, oh, I'm all clear. I'm living right. I don't doubt that. You living for, as you know, but concerning the laws of transgression. But you got in your heart against people, ought, bitterness, anger, and some unforgiveness. Those are the kind of sins that people don't notice that's important in the sight of God. Keeping your heart clean, pure, without fault. And I've had stuff, and the Lord brought it to my attention. Oh, Lord, let me get rid of this. Let me ask for forgiveness. Let me get rid of this. Let me get on. No, I ain't going to wait till tomorrow. We're going to do that right now. I ain't going to wait till no church or nothing. I ain't waiting on nothing. Amen. I ain't waiting on tomorrow. What if tomorrow don't come? So wait, hold on. Wait on here. I ain't waiting on it to no atonement day, no Easter day, and all these different days that people are waiting on. The man could check you at the counter and say, hey, you waiting on Sunday? I got you today.
Amen.
I got you. But I was waiting till Sunday till Saturday till I could go to it. Oh, that's what God told you to do? Oh, okay. I found you. My name is, let me see, Ebola. my name is, HIV. My name is Pandemic, Colorado 19. I got you. Now, you better try to get rid of me because I'm going to try to take you out.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Because that's the nature of all disease and pestilence and plagues, to take you out, to destroy you, to curse you, and take you out.
Yes.
But it shall not come nigh thee. You know the thing that has also been to me, Sister Stella? It shall not come nigh thee. Oh, my God. You can dance on that. If you're in that place, it shall not come nigh thee, or thy household, nor thy seed, nor thy seed seed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Keep those doors closed Keep the iniquity doors closed. And if you find anything, just humbly repent and confess it and renounce it and put it under blood and rebuke the devil. Bind him and close the door.
Amen.
Put the blood there, said. No sale, no interest, no door is closed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Put a close sign on that. All right, Sister Helen, we welcome you. We're so glad for you.
Amen.
God bless you, sister.
I was listening. I was traveling home. I didn't want to interrupt because I didn't want any noise to come on the line, but I was listening in until I made it home.
Okay, that's great.
Amen.
Yeah, that's good. You at home now?
I'm at home now.
All right, you have an open door to all your sisters in the world.
Go ahead.
Thank God.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Amen.
I thank the Lord, in talking about the end times and how we're going to have to, prepare, and sometimes as women, we have to go out and get those things, that we stand in need of. Because, a lot of husbands, they be working and don't have time, and we have to take up the slack. And, and do those things and supply ourselves, that the things that we need, not only for us and our families, but, for others, that might be, in need. And I was listening at Brother Lee, how he was talking about the wooden heaters and different things like that. And that's the way that we was brought up. Even to this day, that's the way that we survive, here in our home. We use the wood, and we can also cook on it, too, and don't even really have to use the gas unless you want to use it. And I just thank the Lord how he instilled those things in us from when we were children, coming up. And even all of my 43 years of marriage, that's the way we always heated our house. And we if you want to put your peas and beans or something on that heater and cook it, you can put it on there at night. The next morning you'll have a whole meal if that's what you choose. And we also have even taken our sweet potatoes and put it on the top, and you can bake your sweet potatoes right on top of that wood stove. And I just truly, thank the Lord, for allowing us, to have those things, in this day and time. And so I just really, really encourage all the women out there, that we have to go back to the old path, and do those things and get our oils and get our lamps and different things and be prepared, spiritual and natural, for the things that is to come. I was thinking on today, and when me and my husband went out, and they said that they would deliver to you curbside, and you can't have like cash money, so you have to order with a card so that the people will not have to touch, no cash money or anything like that. And I was just saying that they setting up right now, that when we no longer have money and you no longer have a card, you're going to have something else to be able to purchase what you need. And we was talking, and I was telling how the Lord say, work while you can and stay while you can, stand in need of. And I was saying that this here is just a little view of this what's about to come. And I began to think about that mark. And I was saying, man, if you don't, you're gonna have to take that mark if you're not in that right place with God. Be in your forehead or either in your hand or somewhere on you to be able to buy, because they are refusing to take that money. If you go to Walmart, you order, pick up at the curbside, you better be done already paid for, or you're not getting anything. And so I just want to encourage all the women out there you know, to get prepared and make ready.
Amen.
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 You know, we've been talking about this for 20, 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, we've been sharing about this over 25, 30 years about this coming.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like a fairy tale. And
it's not.
Like a nut, some crazy person. And
mm-hmm.
But, you know, we've been sharing with this about this preparation in order to escape or be delivered.
Mm-hmm.
And now some of the things are upon us. And sister, you're absolutely right. This is a what they call a small, they're eliminating money and how
mm-hmm.
you purchase things. This is
uh-huh.
a setup. All of this
yes.
is happening is a setup.
It's a setup.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And it's going to bring in a new day, and you will not be able to use money. You will not be used
money.
The old system, the old money system, nor the old government system. It's
mm-hmm.
going to change, and it's going to lead into a one world, one financial, one religion, all going to lead into this one system, and it will lead to this control where you have to take this mark to buy and sell. Now, it's not
mm-hmm.
going to come like you're thinking. It's come
mm-hmm.
like this, like we're seeing right now. It's like a little honest stuff where we got to do this,
mm-hmm.
got to do that, you know. And
yeah.
this is all is a setup. This is setup
mm-hmm.
uh-huh.
for the usher in. And so see, that's why people like David Taylor and a few other ministers, they've been called crack nuts and cracks for the last
mm-hmm.
25, 30, 40 years. They've been called nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of ministers have been warning for 30 and 40 years. They call them nuts and fanatics, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now you can shout and find out that you the fanatic, you the nut, and
mm-hmm.
they ain't the nut.
mm-hmm. Amen.
So, like I've been, you know, sharing with people 25 and 30 years about this coming and what you need to start now. Like I've been telling people for 25 years, I said, don't spend all your money. Save
Amen.
$10.
Yeah.
But tell 25, I said, save $10. I don't care what you got, save
$10.
Mm-hmm. Every mm-hmm. month. I don't care if you on bare minimum.
Uh-huh.
Plant a seed
mm-hmm.
for your future need. Plant a
mm-hmm.
seed for your
mm-hmm.
future
yes.
need.
Amen.
Save a
Amen.
Seed for your need for your future planting. And people
mm-hmm.
in America, most of them live from paycheck to paycheck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
If they make
yes. mm-hmm.
a lot of money, like making overtime, they spend
mm-hmm.
double, triple.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working 7 days a week and 10, I'm making 12 hours. I got money rolling in. Okay, and it's
mm-hmm.
rolling out. And
mm-hmm.
I said, don't
mm-hmm.
do that.
Don't
invest
do
that. In land.
Mm-hmm.
Your greatest investment is land.
Land.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I say, that's going to be your deliverance.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I said, don't spend all of your money.
Mm-hmm.
Do as the wise builder does.
Mm-hmm.
And the investor,
mm-hmm.
you making this money? I said you better be careful buying all this stuff.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
All this
Amen.
Stuff ain't gonna deliver you.
That's right.
Amen.
You can
Amen.
You can look in and talk about. I got 3 fur coats if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Just wait. Them fur coats
mm-hmm.
ain't gonna deliver you, baby. That extra. Mercedes and all these extra debts that you got, they are not going to save you because the cars ain't going to be running no way. So I'm telling people, you use wisdom. Amen. And I've been thinking about timetable of leaving this city and escaping. Hallelujah. And getting out of these destructive places when the time.
Amen.
I've been thinking and trying to procrastinate on this stuff, to leaving this. Play up this, hallelujah, these cities.
Mm-hmm.
God said he going to waste these cities and these big cities. And but even if you're here, you got to be in these cities by permission from God. You got to
mm-hmm.
be
yes.
by permission from God.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
if he give you permission, he will preserve you because you're in obedience. You're,
yes.
you, in obedience,
mm-hmm.
okay? Amen.
Amen.
As long as you're in obedience and full of obedience, you'll be preserved and delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 So I'm going to come out a place where I can go get me some pump water and cut the trees down.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And go
Amen.
Out to the field, get me some butter beans and snap beans
mm-hmm.
and some sweet potatoes
Amen.
And get my fire, put on my fire stove and let the
mm-hmm.
big city, let the big city have a good time. And they let them dance on.
That's right. That's so true. Amen.
Let them
Amen.
Party on, brother. I'm going to be
mm-hmm.
out of here.
Amen.
Keep on partying.
That is so true.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a serious matter, and I, as a Christian, I take light of it, but in the light side of it, that why shall I worry when God said I shall not fear not?
Mm-hmm.
Why is the believers fearing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they under the bondage of fear? Now,
mm-hmm.
I've been saying this prayer for years about fear, for years, and lately last year, I've been sitting at the table about the spirit of fear. And been saying this prayer about, especially a year, about thou, God has not given me the spirit of fear. Now, I've been
mm-hmm.
been saying it off and on, but then I had to do it for every morning, over a year and a year and a half. I had to say it mostly every morning. God
mm-hmm.
has not given me the spirit of fear. God has not given me the spirit of love, faith, peace, power, and the sound mind. I rebuke all fear. The Lord is my light, salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall
fear.
I be afraid? When the wicked, even the evil one, came up on me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. So I spoke to fear. I said, the Lord is my son and my shield. You cannot come
yes.
here. I will not be ruled by you. But the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I will fear no evil.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So I've been releasing it fervently for quite a while off and on, but then I had to do it diligently every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then
yeah.
he says, all of these people that think they're going to spend all their money and they can't live missing a job for a week,
mm-hmm.
They can't live beyond missing one paycheck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They can't live without a month.
Mm-hmm.
Are in serious under the Yoshika.
Yes.
Because in the day of plenty, they waste it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In the
Amen.
Day of their plenty, they were unwise.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Amen.
Mm. The farmer always prepared for the next.
Yes, that's true.
He
mm-hmm.
keeps seed
mm-hmm.
preparing
mm-hmm.
for the future.
Mm-hmm.
In America, with this Wild West living, they can't. The modern, you see these big people, modest people, even barely rich people, they can't go a month without a salary, without going bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
What do that tell you about capitalism?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Jesus.
So. Let's keep this and remember, it's upon us now. Like we've been warning
mm-hmm.
people 25 and 30, it's upon us now.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And part of the job and mission that the Church of Christ with Elijah Messiah, which is the forerunner of God, has
mm-hmm.
not really warned the people about all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to ask, since you are the Church of Christ with Elijah, is the forerunner, why have we been on our mission and our job?
Amen.
Man,
that's so true.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And many other Christians have neglect.
Mm-hmm.
And the president, of course, I pray for him. He did some private things, but he was neglect for months and not telling the people about his coronavirus. See, he neglected on that
mm-hmm.
area. And now he can't own up to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He can't own up to it.
Amen.
China
Amen.
Kept it hid a long time, but our president
mm-hmm.
knew about it before time, and he would
yes.
fail to warn the people because politics entered into his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes.
he did some positive things. Now, I'm not saying he hasn't, a few things. But, see, he has a problem being honest.
Uh-huh.
I love him and I pray for him, but he has an egotistical problem. So we pray for him that the Lord will help him because he has a problem of being honest and owning up to his mistakes. He has a problem owning up. All of us got to start owning up to our mistakes and
Amen.
Our failures.
Amen.
Okay?
Yes. Amen.
Then when you own up to your mistakes and your failures, then you have on your bulletproof vest.
Mm-hmm.
It shall not come nigh thee.
Amen.
Not come nigh
Amen.
Thee.
Brother Nate, let's put on our bulletproof vest. It shall not come nigh
not
thee.
Come
for
nigh
he give
Amen.
Not come nigh
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Got about
Thank
eight,
you. Now,
close to 9 minutes left, brother.
All right. Tell the broadcast that we're taking over the station.
Amen.
We're going to bogart like those political parties. We're going to bogart. No, we're not going to do that.
Amen.
We appreciate it. But the devil, he loves the bogart, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the word of God is a living word, so it's a living word in faith. Faith makes the word, which is written, a living instrument. Now, you don't. Right now, we're going to speak to the bloodstream of our bodies, because the blood,
Amen.
And as you speak to your blood, you'll see that in your lungs, a certain part of your body, you'll feel,
mm-hmm.
you'll sense something as you release
mm-hmm.
the living word. I notice that certain
yes.
times I pray, I notice
yes.
how my certain parts, my lungs, my breathing, everything get a rush, get
yes.
a healing balm. And so the faith, trusting, believing who have authority, they can release daily and declare.
Yes.
Shaka-kapa. I said they can release and declare. They
Amen.
Can release and declare something, Brother Nate.
Amen.
This is the great advantage that believers have when they walk around and they can walk
mm-hmm.
in joy where people are walking in sorrow. I mean, we sorrow for the loss and the pain and the suffering of the people, yes. But we don't bound with this unspeakable sadness and fear because we're walking in victory. I said walking
Amen.
In victory. I said walking in victory.
Walking in victory.
Walking in victory. Amen.
Amen. Say, we have mercy and feel for the people that are pain and suffering, but we're walking. We're walking in the
yes,
right lane.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Now, Lord Jesus, your word
yes.
is spirit life, and the
yes.
blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is the DNA of the Father. And
yes.
My lungs,
my bronchial tubes, they all belong to you.
All belong to you, Lord Jesus.
All belong to you, Jesus.
And I'm declaring by the word of the living God, the living word, who and what can withstand the living word of God? Who and what?
What can withstand
the living word of God? Amen, amen.
And the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
And the power that raised him from the dead.
And the power
that raised
him
from the dead
quickened my life.
Quickened
my life.
With life.
With life.
His life.
His life.
His life.
He commands life.
He commands life.
To his people.
To his people.
He conquered.
He conquered.
He conquered Satan, he conquered sin, he conquered death, he conquered the grave, he redeemed us from the curse of Adam, from the curse of the law, and all sin. We are redeemed from, delivered from.
Yes.
We are free.
We are free.
Delivered.
Every
place in my life that the Holy Spirit reveals that's open, I repent,
I
confess,
I renounce,
I bind, and go free.
And
close the door.
And close
the door.
And give no place.
And give no place.
To the enemy.
To the enemy.
No matter what it is.
No matter what it is.
Small. Little or big. The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of the Lord Jesus.
The blood of the Lord Jesus.
Forgives. Cleanses.
Purifies.
Sanctified.
And deliver.
He heals me.
He delivers me.
By his sacrifice.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, brother. Brother Nate, you want to declare something to all the people in the world that you want to declare something as we go?
In Jesus' name.
We're going to declare the word of God over our life during this time of the coronavirus. We're going to declare the Lord said in his word that ask and ye shall receive. Seek ye shall find and knock and it shall be opened.
We declare today
that, Lord, you said that everyone asks, receive it.
And everyone seeks to find it.
Everyone that knocks, the door is open unto them. We declare in this hour, in the name of Jesus, the very word of God. We are grateful, Lord God, for the word that you have given us to believe in and to hold on to during this time.
We receive the
miracle working power of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, every need shall be met. In the name of Jesus.
Every physical need, every spiritual need, every emotional need, every material need is going to be met during this time.
In the name of Jesus.
We stand on your word and declare it.
And each day, Lord God, we will declare your word.
Thank you. Declare your word, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord Jesus, thank you.
We would declare your word. In the name of Jesus.
All those that's not under the covenant of Christ, all those that's not under the covenant of Christ, all those that's not under the covenant of his blood, make a decision to get under the covenant of the blood of Jesus. Make a covenant to surrender your life under the blood atonement of Christ today. For the promises to them that's under the covenant of the promise. The security is unto them that's under the blood of his redemption promise. Lord, today is my day of decision. And to the millions of people around the world that's turning to Christ, oh, we rejoice with you that turning your heart and your life to Jesus under the blood covenant, under the blood covenant and the power of his resurrection. Now is the day of decision. Now is the day of decision for millions around the world. Millions of you now may decide to become under the covenant of the blood of the Lamb of God, under your protection and your deliverance and your eternal hope. Thank you. Now is your day of decision. Make that decision in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Thank God for all of you that have been listening. Don't forget tomorrow night, another God's Word of Man broadcast. We ask that you look for the advertisement at the time tomorrow. We thank God for all of you who have been listening, and for Brother Lee and Brother Nate and Sister Anderson and Sister T. We love you all. God bless and God keep you in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless.
God bless. Amen.